One wildfire in Colorado's West Elk Mountains got a little too close to the home of author Craig Childs, and he sent us this commentary.
The mountain above my home has become a volcano. Now it's extinct, but I was watching when it erupted. From my front door, I saw great curtains of flame ascend the peak as smoke thundered into the sky. It started suddenly, about a mile from my house. Someone was burning brush, and the wind took it out of control. The wildfire poured across the mountain, leaning toward my house and then away. My wife set out a chair to watch, baby in her arms, pointing excitedly. A crop duster hugged its own shadow along the mountain's downward curve, dumping a white load of reservoir water through the smoke. It hardly dented the wall of flame. I went to check on a neighbor's house. They were out of town, and their barn cat was mewing next to the fence. An eerie sense of peace hung over the entire place, even though the fire was boiling overhead. I walked through knee-high summer grass out in the backyard, stopping to touch the fresh seed heads, admiring their greenness, imagining them bursting and popping in the flames. My neighbor's house is right on the mountain's flank. Straight up, through the shifting smoke and flame, I could barely see the saddle that hangs between two summits. This is the mountain's secret basin, a bowl of aspen trees with no roads or trails. Up there, I've heard bears crunching through the underbrush and elk banging their antlers through timber. As the fire loomed toward my neighbor's house, it also rose toward this hidden heart of the mountain. All I could do was make sure no pets were locked inside and return home. The sheriff made his rounds at midnight and said we should think about evacuating if the wind shifted. The baby was sound asleep, the bedroom walls glowing with the light of torching trees. I told him we'd keep an eye on it. The next day, over half the country's air tankers were called in, huge bombers one after the next unleashing waves of red slurry. The fire seemed unstoppable. Finally, it made a surge toward the summit. My beautiful mountain saddle turned into a huge rolling ignition. I pictured thousands of aspens lighting to sudden ash. The bombers worked for days, slowly silencing this volcano. All that remained were brief flare-ups and drifting smoke. I still could not see the fate of the high basin. I tracked down the fire behavior analyst who'd been working the blaze. "What's it like on top?" I asked. He complained about how rugged the mountain is, how it took them forever just to carve out a place to land a helicopter up there. But right in the center of the mountain, he told me, he found a beautiful basin full of aspen trees. Somehow, in all the heat, the entire aspen grove survived. This fire was so huge and violent it created its own weather, but like all fire, it was erratic. Erratic enough to spare our homes, and erratic enough to leave, in the middle of the fire-blackened mountain, an impossible and impenetrable circle of green.
Those are the comments of Craig Childs. His most recent book is Soul of Nowhere, Traversing Grace in a Rugged Land.